Ladies and gentlemen, mostly gentlemen, welcome to the Catholic Dad Show.
His name is Chris Bartlett.
And his name is Matt Rice. Hey guys, we are here. And
hold on.
Okay.
We're Catholic dads trying to be the best dads, the dads that God has called us to be.
Very, very moving, Matt. Yes, we seek to be all we can be in God's army as Catholic dads. And we're diving into a, in the middle of a series of Catholic dads react to. And we've talked about Encanto. We've talked about The Big Game. We've talked about, what was the last thing we talked about?
War.
Oh, yes. It was so light, and then we had to go heavy. Thank you, Russia.
And now we're going super light yet again.
Super light again.
And
so today,
I don't think the way you just shared that is even the right order, but whatever. It maybe it is, but it doesn't matter because you don't have to watch them in order.
Hey guys, today Catholic dads will react to Wordle.
To what?
Wordle.
So what?
I want you. Yes,
are we reacting to things or are we responding to things? What's the difference between a reaction and a response?
I think a reaction is more from the hip and a response is a little bit more measured.
Okay.
So you're reacting, I'm responding because I do show prep.
on this one, yes, I would probably say that's accurate. So I was just curious because I think we've been using, or I've been using respond, but it's definitely reaction.
You're so reactionary, man. So... Listen, I want you guys to hang tight throughout our episode. What we're going to do is we're going to talk about Wordle, some of the different pieces, but actually there's a neat tool that exists in Wordle that I believe is going to improve your Catholic fatherhood. So let's jump in.
And just because this has been one of my thoughts, as we were thinking about this particular show, this is not a commercial for Wordle. We are not, there's nothing coming from this. One of the things we like to do as Catholic dads is look at things going on in the world and think of, okay, how can we use that as a Catholic dad? Or how can this influence me as a Catholic father? It sounds a little like a commercial for Wordle.
Okay. So let's change it and say Catholic dads react to Mastermind by Milton Bradley. Do you remember that game when you were a kid?
No.
So there were these different pieces that you hid behind a little piece of plastic.
Okay.
And then someone else took pieces out of a thing and tried to order them in the right way.
Okay.
And then you said, this one is the correct color, but it's in the wrong spot. It's exactly what Wordle did.
Is it also like Codebreaker? Or is that what it is? Do you know what I'm talking about?
No, but...
The one with me, you, and Michael and Alyssa play at offsites and stuff like that, it has the little... you've got to put the numbers in the right order or whatever. 5, 3, 1, 2. Decrypto.
Yes.
It's similar.
It's very similar. Yeah. Yeah. And so Wordle has kind of a mastermind where they did it with pigs and colors. We do it now with letters and words.
Did you just say pigs?
Pigs.
Okay. It definitely still sounds like pigs.
P-E-G.
Pegs.
Oh, pegs.
Sorry.
Golly. Okay. So
almost every episode, I find something that makes me laugh.
For all you joining us from the Midwest, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Down here in Texas, it's a little bit of a different draw. Okay. So, Matt, have you played Wordle? Let me ask you that.
Yes. I've played Wordle multiple times.
Some people, it's like they have a streak of 50 now.
Not me.
I went out to,
remember it, I'm like, ooh, I want to play that. And so I'll play it.
I went out on a couple of conferences out to California, and kind of when a speaker, they're in between things, it's like, well, everyone's staring at their cell phones, look like it's time for my daily Wordle. So I was able to do it. But there were a couple of times where I got frustrated because they used words that I was not familiar with. Mm, right.
Okay.
And it's like, what are they living in England? Who calls it that?
Did they spell color with a U? I know that's way too many letters for Wordle, but...
So Wordle is 5-letter words that you have to guess. And each time you get it wrong or incorrect, it tells you the pieces that the letters that are in the wrong spot, the letters that are in the right spot, and the letters that aren't included. So you start to get closer and closer to the correct answer. It is a craze that has populated likely your social media pages with people sharing, oh, look, I got this in 2 or I got this in 3. Or on the days where it was the word moist And everyone's like, today's the worst word ever. And then like everyone starts getting it on the first try, right? It's like, you're cheating, right? So I felt like Jesus one day because I was able to figure it out on the second time.
Wow. That's pretty impressive.
Well, here's the thing is I guessed my starting word, which was ado. And guess how many were correct?
Ado is your starting word just to try to get all the vowels out?
Yep.
Okay, gotcha.
Zero.
None were correct. Wow.
And then my second one, I got the word.
That's crazy.
There's only like six words that could do it. Is it, you know, this? I can't even remember what the right word was. I just remember that I failed big and then I landed good, right? Yeah.
Well, I mean, for all those vowels to be gone, I mean, the word has to have a vowel in it. And then you know that it's only got whatever vowel is left.
Exactly. Yeah. So it narrowed it down pretty quick, which is kind of fun. I think that maybe in life, like as a Catholic, it might be worth considering, like, you know, like maybe that's how our spiritual journey works. It's like you kind of fail forward. You fail your way forward.
Sure.
I don't know. Sometimes I grow and then I mess up and I'm like, I'm the worst Catholic ever. And then I go to confession and I'm like, don't mess up. Don't mess up. Don't mess up. Instead of being like, hey, you took a step forward this month. You took a step forward since your last confession. Like embrace that, because clearly now you're working, you're operating with grace in a different way than you were a month ago.
Interesting. I mean, I know like some of this is kind of a stretch, but it's kind of fun to stretch things to make them fit. But with a 5-letter word, you're not using a whole lot of letters. There's 21 other letters that are not being used. Maybe more, depending on if there's multiple letters, multiple of the same letter.
Right.
And like using that same analogy that you just said, is the Catholic faith is robust, right? And there's so many things that you can do spiritually, but you cannot fit them all into your spiritual life. And you should not fit them all into your spiritual life. And what you're saying as far as failing forward, trying things, and it may not fit. Like, honestly, if you think about it, it may not fit in this season of life. So it's not a fit yet.
Right.
You know, or it's not in the right place. So it may not be the season of life where you're supposed to be doing that. It may not fit at all, ever, in your spirituality.
Like a 5-day silent retreat when you have 6 kids.
Not going to happen.
That's not going to happen, right? But maybe waking up a half hour earlier, that's something that you can incorporate into your spiritual life. Yeah,
but then on the same thing, like maybe that's not, you know, maybe that won't even fit. Maybe it's staying up 30 minutes later or using part of your lunch break. Like that's just it. Like what fits for you or whatever is going to be different, you know, but right. You do need to figure out which pieces fit and not feel bad about the pieces that don't, because they're not meant to.
But I think that the level of spiritual discouragement that happens, we don't see, oh, that didn't fit, that didn't work. We see, I failed.
Yes.
I'm 4 days into a novena, and I'm 3 days behind.
I did the first day, and that's it.
Do I pray all 3 novenas? Can I just say the reflection and then pray the novena? You know, like, or do I just say it didn't fit, and let's try to find something else? Because there are countless ways to grow closer to God. In college, a friend of mine, he would work on one virtue a semester. He was one of the holiest people I knew, right? The man was a saint. And the way he operated was like, that's too much to focus on. I'm just going to focus on one virtue, right? There's lots of virtues, just one. And you know what happened? Because he focused on one, it brought all its friends with him. Like the guy got lots of virtue because he just focused on one. But hey, focused on all of the virtues, he would have likely felt like a failure or discouraged.
For sure.
One virtue is what fit. That was his focus.
Yeah, I like that. Because, I mean, once you build a habit, it's easy to maintain. So you build the habit with one virtue, move on to the next. I like that.
Yeah.
That was my random connection to Wordle. You said, like, before we started the show that Wordle can help us as Catholic fathers. Wordle. Which I think, like, guys, I talk about making a stretch. Chris is stretching this, but probably in a good way.
I love how you look at the camera. I'm still right here. Don't tell Matt I'm saying this, but he's a jerk. No, seriously. I think that it offers a pedagogical roadmap.
Define now, pedagogical to everyone else, including myself.
Okay, good. So it offers like a pathway for teaching, right?
Okay.
So we want our kids to grow. We want our kids to learn things, right? But helping them discover the right answer is going to be more effective than giving them the right answer, yep. right? So let's say that the word is brick and they miss it the first time. There's a temptation for me as a father to say, well, have you thought of the word brick? Have you tried the word brick? Oh yeah, brick works. Like literally I'm helping my kids with the math homework and my daughter's like, hey, did I get the right answer? And I'm like, well, did you get 67? No. Oh, then you didn't get the right answer. And then she goes, is the answer 67? And I'm like, good job, sweetheart. And I feel good because my daughter got the right answer. And she feels good because she doesn't have to do the work. And then she gets no smarter, yep. right? So Wordle is actually like, well, you're close here. And it requires, for me, especially with the math homework piece, leaning in and looking at their work and being like, oh, this is where you messed up. You didn't carry the one, right? And so there is something about Wordle that's like, you have to journey with them. Like, what were you thinking when you put this in? Okay, this is what you missed. This is in the right place, or this is the right letter, but in the wrong place. Go, try again. And you step away and let the kid try and succeed again. And then you come back and you journey with them again, and then you step away. And this is like life. This isn't a math homework problem, but this is life. And you've seen it, like especially in athletics, but also in regards to my kids seeking to grow in charity, or I have a son that has a temper. I don't know if you have any kids that have a temper.
Oh, yeah.
My wife just described my three-year-old perfectly. She's like, oh, no, Chris, our daughter's a three-nager. The word three and teenager smashed together very much describes how my daughter behaves when she's indicating she needs a nap. I think that's the nicest way to describe what's going on. And so it's like, how can we build our kids' toolboxes to be able to deal with everything that's going on in a way where we don't just say, have you considered just not being friends with that person, mm-hmm. right? Like, oh, you're having a rough time at school with this person. Have you considered not being friends with that person?
Yeah.
Like, we both know that that's going to be the right answer, but them discovering it on their own is going to actually help their relationships down the road. So how can we journey with them in the meantime to be like, that won't work, or that didn't, it sounds like that didn't work. What else are you thinking of trying? And being like, oh, that's a green box. Oh, no, punching him in the face is not the right answer, you know?
Yeah. And the, it's interesting because like our kids need to learn the why behind what they do, or the why behind the right answer, you know, because just having the right answer like is not going to inform them for the next problem they face or the next experience they have. Knowing why we did what we did will help us to make the right decision the next time, you know, and that's part of this whole learning process is, you know, you tell your kids the answer to one problem, it's not going to help them at all on the next problem because they won't know why they got there or how they got there.
Right.
And the same sort of thing with regards to like interacting with their peers and interacting with each other is just telling them, don't hit your sister, right? Is not enough. That's definitely an instruction we should give, but helping them understand why.
Yeah. You know. So one question for that one, I say, hey, you know, son, did God give you hands to help people or to hurt people?
Yeah.
And then like, why did God give you hands? Why do you have hands? And he'll say to help people. I was like, and how did you just use your hands on your sister? Not good, you know? Yeah. Yeah. But that's a better conversation than me just yelling, don't hit your sister. That's enough. Go to timeout. And it just crushes my son. I can see him like just being destroyed by the fact that he disappointed his father, who's now not modeling what it means to be a loving father.
Yeah.
You're an okay, okay father. It's who you are.
Okay. I had an experience yesterday with one of my kiddos. And this is, I don't know how to be relatively obtuse about it, but I'll try. Or nondescript is the word I'm looking for. So someone, you know, went to visit, whatever. I'm just going to like, so one of our youth ministers went to visit school lunches. And my son, you know, was in the room and didn't look up from his phone once. Like may have said hi, but stared at his phone playing a video game with his friend. Uh-huh. And the youth minister or the missionary came back and said, hey, your son was kind of a turd. It's like, didn't say hi. I was like, and then the other missionary that was there was like, well, it kind of makes me feel like I'm in, because, you know, if he didn't, like, he's so comfortable with me that he won't even look up from his phone. I'm like, well, that's a way to take it. You know, I don't know. But I was hurt by it. I was like, man, you know what, like, my son's such a jerk, you know, or whatever. And so I when I came home, I was like, so I heard you had visitors today. And he's like, huh? I was like, and then I the question I asked was, may not be a, may have been the right question, I don't know. But I said, you know, something to the effect of, you know, how important does a visitor have to be for you to look up from your phone and acknowledge they're there? And then I said, obviously these people weren't important enough. Now, that may not have been the right way to do it. I don't know.
That cut me to here. Wow. Yeah.
You know, but it was like, in, but that's a, it's not a, I didn't tell him, look up from your phone when people come. That's not right. That's the answer.
Right.
You know, but it, like, my question hopefully communicated the need and how the actions may have impacted those people. Does that make right. sense? So yeah. I don't know if it was the right way to ask it or whatever, but it was harsh.
Yeah.
Was it rightfully harsh? I don't know.
You're like, son, I didn't say you were a jerk. I implied it.
Yeah. Pretty so, heavily.
So technically, yeah, wow. That's good.
So, is it good? I don't know.
Well, I certainly think it's better than, son, I'm taking your phone away, right?
Yeah.
Because this is a tool, and it sounds like you could have used your tool better.
Yeah.
Right? Instead of looking like one, you know, like.
Yeah.
Okay. So, insulting your kids is fun, but you shouldn't. Yeah. So I believe that it gives a roadmap to be able to journey with your kids through struggles and teach them pieces at a time instead of tell them. Teach them instead of tell them, I think is one of the pieces that I think Wordle models and should be a model for us as Catholic fathers. The other piece I really think that it is good is it destigmatizes failure, right? And I remember being so afraid to disappoint my father or to, you know, fail. Like, there's young people in our world that, like, a B minus is the same as a death sentence,
yep.
right? Like, oh, I it wasn't perfect, you know? And it's like, it's okay. Like, did you learn anything? It's like, it doesn't matter what I learned. It matters that I didn't get an A and therefore I'm a failure. And I think Wordle actually destigmatizes failure because it's like, that's literally how you beat the game, is by failing and using that failure to teach you something about the next guess.
Yeah.
And I think that's actually a healthy approach, both for our children and for us as fathers, but also for us as humans, which we talked about earlier with sin and things like that. Like, what if we started looking at our sin in the same way we looked at the missed letters and being like, I'm not going to use those anymore, but it's going to help me get closer to where God wants me to be by picking from different letters.
Yeah. Well, and that goes back to the, you know, this saying that you hear all the time, like, failure is the best teacher. And using and having, like, it's interesting, you know, that Wordle does that, you know, teaches you through failure. And so it, like, Wordle itself may not be a tool you use necessarily with kids, but stuff like this in the real world can help us. I say real world, I don't know what that's to do with anything, but can help us and be signals to what we should be doing and how we should be behaving. And yeah, I do like the whole, you know, fear of failure thing, I think is fairly prevalent in society. I know I see it, you know, in some of my kids. They don't want to try things because they're worried about failing. And yeah, how do you destigmatize that? I mean, outside of having them play Wordle, you know, like, how do you help them to do that as a father?
Right. And loving them through failure, I think, is more important than trying to remove the failure. And I think that's where your question to your child about the cell phone was actually a good question. It's like, how could you have done things differently to maybe better honor the gift that was standing before you at school lunch? Yeah. Like that, I mean, you said it much more concisely and with a little bit more Italians in it or whatever. But it doesn't change the fact that I think that those are great questions to ask instead of saying, don't miss your shot again, right? That's horrible advice.
Yeah.
But it's like, what about the shot led you to airball, you know, like, what about
felt
that
off
moment?
About that?
What felt off about that? Right. And so allow failure to not be your guide, but to be a teaching moment.
Yeah. Cool.
Cool. Well, that is Wordle. I know this is a little bit of a shorter episode. Matt and I are both looking at the time, but guess what, you guys? That's what we got for you today. And so what I want you to do is go out there and think about the different things in the world that are teachable moments for you, that you have been maybe measuring them wrong as a father or a disciple, being like, oh, I'm horrible because I fell into this habitual sin again. It's like, well, guess what? Have you tried spiritual direction? Have you tried a weekly confession? Have you tried, you know, and start thinking, what else from the toolbox for my little, you know, numbers or letters that I haven't utilized yet into the word? What haven't I incorporated yet? And then to think about that as a father as well, is, are we giving our children the option to be able to succeed from or get closer to the answer by journeying with them in some of their missteps?
Yep. And just one more like little thought on this. And I feel like we may have repeated this or said this in other areas, but whenever we do like this kind of thing, Catholic dads respond to, one of the things that I think is that we're doing and exampling or making example of for other dads is that not everything that's out there in the world and part of popular culture is the devil, you know, and even some things that can seem awful, like this is not one of them, but even things that can seem like counter to the Catholic faith, there are ways to see truth in them. You know, there are ways to see goodness in them. And so this is one way or one example of entering into, sorry, my light, the light in my office just went off.
Mood lighting.
There are ways for us to use, you know, popular culture to enter into the lives of our kids with and not be consistently or constantly just shunning the world, because there is good in the world out there. There are good things that we can learn from different things like this. Does that make sense? And that's what we're trying to do here with this whole conversation about Wordle.
Yeah, and I think the beautiful thing is young people see beauty where old people don't, right? And so sometimes asking, like, why does this resonate with you? Whether it's a violent video game or some music that doesn't sound edifying or whatever. And there may be times where the reason why is, oh, I just like the beat. It's like, well, have you listened to the lyrics? It's like, oh my gosh, Dad, I don't want to listen to the lyrics with you. It's like, well, what does that say about the content? And that leads to a conversation. But either way, entering into their world before we disrupt their world in regards to, oh, them video games are bad, you know, or whatever, like stay off my lawn. Right. And yeah. There are times where we need to journey with them to be able to see their perspective, because they also might see beauty where we see none.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, thanks guys so much for joining us. If you want to continue this conversation online, we do have a place for that. It's called The Village. You can get there at ablaze.us/thevillage. And that's where you'll sign up or whatever to be a part of the online community. We have a section in there specifically just for dads, where dads kind of work together, walk with each other, lift each other up, stuff like that. Anything else on that, Chris?
No, I think it's amazing. We'd love to see some more dads on there. And then other than that, you guys continue to journey in, even in the midst of your own failure, right? Your own personal type of life is Wordle, I guess. Wordle is not life, but maybe there's elements of Wordle that you can incorporate into life. In the meantime, you guys keep seeking God, because to become an amazing father, we have to know the amazing father. Thanks so much for joining us on the Catholic Dad Show.
Amen. Make sure to share, subscribe, and comment. All right. Bye, guys.
God bless.